Welcome to Shulam Achshav and Adam Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Arim Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Hei. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the story that Runyo bought a field next door to Ravino. Ravino had a taino of Bar Metzra. Bar Metzra means that if I have a field right next door to my own field, I have a taino. I want to have that field. I want to be the one purchasing the field. So told Rav Safra to Ravino, he told him, Arbo letzolo, arbo letzalolo. There's several explanations that they're showing. What does this sentence mean? Rashi brings three explanations, Tosis brings another two explanations, and there's other pirushim in the Rishonim. We'll focus here on the pirush of the Rimigash and the Yad Rama. And they both say that this sentence is a Musa sentence. The Rav Safra told Ravino. And the Musa sentence is as follows. What does tzolo and tzalolo mean? So according to the Rimigash and the Yad Rama, tzolo means the worker. The hired person, the laborer, the one who does the work on the leather. The tzalolo means the balabais, the owner. The businessman that owns the hides. In other words, the tzolo is the poor man. He's a person that doesn't really own any nechosim, any properties, any assets. The tzalolo is the rich balabos, the one who has a lot. What is arbo letzolo, arbo letzalolo? What is the arbo? Arbo refers to the arba amois that a person has when he's buried, when he dies. And Rav Safra is telling Ravina Musa Haskel. He says, a person who's rich, he wants to get more and more properties. But once a person dies, what does he take with him to Olam Ha'emes? A rich person who dies doesn't take anything from his properties to Olam Ha'emes. What a person has when he dies is only his arba amos of kvuro, only the four amas that he's buried in. And then in time of miso, there's no difference between a rich person or a poor person. In the time of death, the rich and poor are equal. They both have the arba amos of kvuro. So if Safra is telling Ravino, why do you need to acquire so many properties? You want to have so many assets? When a person dies, he doesn't take anything with him. When a person dies, he doesn't take with him only his Torah and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. He doesn't take the assets with him. So tells Rav Safra to Ravino, let Runyo, who's the poor person, have some assets. You don't need that many assets. It won't be no enough kamino in the end of life if you have another property, you don't have another property, let Runyo take it. That Yama adds, Lishitosa, he holds, that this was not a requirement from Ravino, but a Lifnim Mishur HaSadin. So he told, Rav Safra is telling Ravino, go Lifnim Mishur HaSadin, give up on the purchase of the asset. You don't need it when you die. And let Runyo take it. But if Ravino would insist and say, no, I want to take it, so Nechanam Ravino could force the issue, take the karka for himself, because this is only a din of Lefi Mishur HaSadim. And two additional points just to add to this Musa Haskel brought down in our Gemara. One is the Chidah in the Sefer Yosef Tehilos on the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Al tiro ki asher ish, ki loy b'moysi yikach akoyol. Says the Chidah with a Gevaldik Moshal. A Moshal which is based on the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. And the Moshal is when a person is called in front of a king for a judgment and he has three friends. And he asks the friends, please come help me out. Please be Melitz Toiv on me in front of the king. One friend says, I'm not leaving the house. You go on your own. I don't go in front of the king. He's not really a friend anymore. The second friend says, okay, I'll take you, I'll walk you until the entrance to the king's palace. But not more than that. And the third friend goes with him as Melitz Toiv in front of the Melech. The Nimshal is that there's three things a person loves in his life. His money, his family, and his ma'asim tovim, his good deeds. When a person dies, the money stays home. It doesn't go with him at all. There's nothing that the moment helps him when he comes to the time of death. The mishpacha, the family, they walk the person to the kever. They are the ones that are in the levayo, they're in the time of the shiva. They take the person, they milave him, until they enter into the king's palace. But the only thing who comes in front of the king is the toiru ma'asim tovim. And after this, the Pshah and the Sugyo, the Rav Safra tells Ravino, It's better for you to do Maisim Toivim and let Runya take the field than purchasing it. Because the more mom and more assets want to help you. But Lifnim Yishra Sadin will come in front of the king. And we will conclude with Divya Kli Yokor in Sefer Shmos regarding the Mon. That the Kli Yokor explains what's the pshat that the Mon lasted only one day. Every day there was new Mon coming down. And if you would leave Mon for the next day, it would get spoiled. What's the message over here? Says the Kli Yokor, this is the message we're learning now in the Sugya. The Mon, the assets, the property that a person has, doesn't stay with him for the next world. It gets spoiled, it has no value. The Mon was there for that day and that day only to tell you this is the mushal for the assets and the properties that a person has. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.